Desert Soap Chronicles. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle.
I'm Paige, and my personality is INFJ for those who are
I've taken that test.
I am Megan, and I have no idea what my personality is.
I took the test at one point. I don't think you'd be.
I don't remember.
I just know I'm an otter. No, I'm not an otter.
You're an otter for what?
I'm Lauren.
Oh, sorry, Lauren.
My Patronus is a buffalo.
Oh my god, I got a rat. Don't even talk to me.
There's a lot going on here.
Sorry.
Patronus?
I don't remember.
We need to do better about talking over each other. Yeah.
Well, she's a fake fan. She's literally making me read the books, watch the movies, I never have before, and she doesn't even know her own Patronus.
I'm sorry that I don't recall off the top of my head. I think it's on a file on my phone.
So what's your favorite meal?
Anything Mexican.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have flour for her.
No flour tortillas. Lauren over here, GF world. What was?
So our thought process for our podcast today was that we would do questions that you ask on a first date. Since it's like your first date with us. Mm-hmm. So you get to know us.
I will be a disappointment.
Stop.
Can I pose a question?
What?
One time when I went to a coffee shop, they asked me a question.
That's like my second graders. Can I ask you something? Yeah. Okay, so the other day,
we went to the library with the second graders.
One moment. I was getting to the question.
Sorry. Can I give you some backstory and then ask a question? Yes, you can.
I went to a coffee shop and they said, if you could only ever eat pizza or tacos for the rest of your life, which would you choose? That had to be your meal every single time.
Tacos.
Pizza.
Ew. See, I said tacos.
That was my Bumble go-to question when I was on Bumble a few years ago. That was like my go-to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a lot of men out there that would prefer tacos.
Mm. Well,
Oh, wait.
Does it look like
or... Maybe, I don't know.
I just think tacos are more versatile. You know, breakfast tacos.
Chicken pizza.
Pork.
You know, burrito tacos.
You can get rice. You can get beans.
You can make your taco with some cheese.
You could have all that on pizza. I mean, I'm team taco.
You could have literally all queso.
You just said cheese and like that's on pizza.
But like queso isn't on pizza.
Yeah.
So
but it can be.
Yeah. Mm.
Have you ever had queso pizza?
Have you had taco pizza?
Yes.
No.
That's some good stuff.
I actually just don't like pizza that much.
If you chose tacos, could you have taco pizza?
Or does that be the same exact taco?
If you chose pizza, could you have like a Hot Pocket?
Could you have a calzone?
I just feel like you can take the piece of pizza and fold it in half and it's a taco.
Would that count as a taco?
How strict
are these rules?
Yeah.
Could you eat it? The world is your lobster.
It's
not a pizza.
It's
not an oyster, it's a lobster.
What?
My bad. I just got confused.
It's better than
one. I was going with like the Friends reference that like he's your lobster. And I just thought like the world is your lobster. Not realizing that the phrase is actually the world is your oyster.
Okay, it's better than when I told y'all the saying about the devil beating his wife. Which is a real saying, by the way, just so you know.
I will say, I was driving the other night, and it was cloudy, and the sun came out, and I was like, oh, devil's beating his wife. I was like, there's Paige.
Every time it's going to rain when it's sunny outside, you're going to think of me.
Well, do not encourage wife beating.
We don't.
But I will say that I chose tacos because being gluten-free, I have a lot more options with tacos than I do with pizza.
Mm.
And not all gluten-free pizza crust is made equally.
Oh.
I chose tacos because I don't really like pizza. It's not that deep.
It's not that deep. What is it about pizza you don't like, Paige? I feel like we need to unpack this.
Every time I eat it, it makes me sick.
So maybe you shouldn't eat pizza anymore.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, because, like, yes, I'm allergic to tomatoes, but they've been cooked, so I shouldn't be allergic to them.
It's like the grease.
So I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I eat it every now and then. But
we totally did a hang here, like, what was it, last weekend, and we had pizza?
Yeah, cause I was too anxious to say that I didn't like it.
We are so close.
I just ate it and then was up all night, so it's fine.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very anxious.
That's why she didn't come with us to hang out. Or no, that was that night. Never mind.
This is why I have a therapist. Because, you know.
Hashtag teen therapy.
Don't say that. You refuse to go to therapy.
Everyone in this circle is in therapy except for you.
Y'all are my therapy.
And who's the one that probably needs it the most?
So, if we get 1,000 listeners...
Lauren has to go
there. How about
we
start
at 25?
You know what? I was thinking, one.
Cindy, do your job.
Because I know that all of our closest friends outside of this circle will listen.
I'm sorry, but your husband is one of my closest friends, and he has already told me that he refuses to listen.
That's okay. Michelle's husband.
To have other close friends.
Yeah. Michelle has already asked her husband, and her husband also said he will not listen. So
Monday, whatever. What?
We're talking about how the fact that, like, your husband and my husband refuse to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, they're also brothers, so maybe it's just a thing.
Jared does like podcasts.
It's a bleep thing. We keep saying last names on accident.
Did you all see the thing about, there's a TikTok, and this guy was like, since when did we start using the Northern Lights government name? People are like, oh, the Aurora Borealis is going to be out tonight. And it's like, who is that?
I just know that apparently we're on two very different sides of TikTok. Because every time I bring one up, you have no idea.
But you don't even have a TikTok.
I know.
You're on Instagram Reels.
I know. Don't put me out there like that.
I will be.
I'm also not on TikTok.
Have neither of you blue-eyed people seen all of the blue-eyed like memes and stuff?
Because Jesus is trying to protect us from the hurt.
Oh, are all three of y'all blue eyes?
I have blue eyes, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where it's like looking at a blue-eyed person, and they just like stare at you. Like,
do I just stare at you? Eyes.
Yeah, you don't blink.
It's the fluorescent.
It's the fluorescent.
Okay.
How do my eyes look now?
Terrified. What was your dream job when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a teacher or a veterinarian.
That's sad.
Aim higher.
I aimed and I got it, and now I regret.
No, I wanted to be a teacher as well, so I feel that.
I mean, at one point I wanted to be an ice skater / singer.
What happened to those dreams?
Were you gonna ice skate?
How did you become a teacher?
Have you ever seen her walk?
He has chosen me. Oh, yes, baby.
Shotzi has joined us.
We have a special guest on this Tits Up Chronicle
Shotzi
podcast.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
She said that's loved.
Aww. She said skinny.
Loved by my mother.
Skinny. Same girl. I wanted to be a Broadway dancer. Ooh, until
not
I realized.
Singer, just a dancer.
Yeah, well, like I wanted to be on Broadway. Like I wanted to be the star.
Yes. Oh. Queen.
Until I realized I couldn't sing or dance. I was just really good at being loud.
So then you became a teacher.
So then I became a teacher instead.
So if you guys haven't picked up by now, we yes all are teachers. And that is how we actually yes all met. Hashtag teacher life.
Hashtag pay teachers more.
Breach.
Not to get political. Oh god, you just got me all wet. Cat.
I'm sorry, I think she spit on me.
You said the cat is chosen. She spits on you.
She's still standing on me, if that helps me feel better.
What?
But look, even my shirt's wet. What did she do?
She probably sneezed.
Maybe she peed.
Oh.
Out of her mouth? Oh, she just unchosen me.
She just looked at you like, get your hand out that cup. I want to see what's in it.
Michelle, let me have another question.
Yeah, are you here to ask us?
Some of these are like weird.
Okay,
well,
what's your
question? Sorry. What's your best quality?
My anxiety. I was either between that and my depression. And I was not sure which one to do.
Ooh, what if we said the best quality of each other?
Ooh.
Interesting.
That gives me anxiety.
So that really is your best quality.
Overthinking everything, and then yes, also not wanting compliments.
Okay, so
okay, Lauren, you start.
You start.
Your idea.
Oh, okay. So like, are you guys telling me my
no,
best
you
quality?
Gotta tell us ours. She flips her hair.
My best quality.
Your best quality.
It's really
is
hard.
Your sister Morgan.
Shout out,
Morgan. We love you.
Ouch.
Tomorrow is your month, girl.
By the time this will be posted, it will already be like
Pride, shirt for
Pride Month. Probably.
Well, then they'll know when we recorded it.
Yeah, sorry, May 31st. Heaven forbid.
We are waiting.
Pride Month Eve.
No, we are waiting on our...
I know, I'm trying to methodically think about this.
It takes her that long.
Don't you know?
she's like, these bitches don't have any good qualities.
You know me and making decisions. And if I give you one thing, it's only one thing. And if I'm only telling you one thing, then I have to overthink it.
Also, she doesn't need therapy, guys.
Okay, so Michelle's best quality would be... Okay. Are you talking, like, personality?
I would say personality.
Okay. Yeah.
Would be that you are very loyal to the sense of, like, you will totally cut someone if they mess with your people. True. But, like, if they mess with you, you'll just kind of, like, let it happen.
Yeah.
But, like, your other people. Mm-hmm. You know?
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got a good one. Paige's best quality, I think, to me, her best quality is her sense of humor, and she's very witty. Like, yes. I wish I was as funny as Paige. Aww. You know? Which is Lauren's best quality is that she's not very sensitive. Just kidding.
It's an inside joke. We've been friends for 12 years.
Lauren is like a getter done. Mm-hmm. Like, if you need something, she's like, let me get it done for you.
Yeah.
Or like, because like, if you're having a bad day, she's not going to be the one to like, come hang out with you and talk you through it.
I'm not gonna
because that makes her feel weird. Yeah. But she's like, I'll bring you something. Good. Or like, I'll help you with this. Yeah. You know? Type of thing.
Cool.
See?
Cool.
Was it that hard? No. Didn't think so.
Is it my turn then?
Whoever.
I guess.
Okay. So, Lauren's greatest quality, I think, is that like...
My sister? According to you.
Not only in like gift giving, but I feel like in the way you think and talk to people too is like you always want to give somebody like something that they like need, mm-hmm. not just once. And that just means that you really like go the extra mile to like think about it, like what someone needs, also
something
what they would
that's
like.
Practical.
Something practical. I like it. But I feel like you do that like in gift giving, but also in like relationships. You really go out of your way to think of like, sorry, the cat's climbing on me, something that people like need.
Yeah.
I think Michelle...
I'm cracking up the lid. Sorry, the cat, not you.
I just feel like your ability to, like, include people. Because, like, even...
I agree.
Yes, because even sometimes I'll be like, oh, my God. And then she did this and this. And you'll be like, okay, calm down. And then, like, you'll, like, talk me off the cliff.
and good at seeing other people's perspectives.
Absolutely. And I really, really like that. And then Megan, you're just always, like, there for people. And I love it. Because, like, really, like, I feel like... You helped me so much this year, and I don't even know how many times I would just like roll up to your classroom in my plan and sit in your stupid broken wobbly chair and just be like sitting in your classroom while you're trying to teach, distracting your kids just because I just needed you at that moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was great.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Yeah.
I am not gonna lie, I'm in the same boat as Lauren, and like it's really hard for me to like come up with stuff to say. Like I'm really bad at getting and giving compliments. I'm like, oh, you're great.
Yeah,
but like I don't know,
but, like specific ones.
So. Yeah. For Paige, I personally love your sense of humor because it matches mine, and like I can reference things and like you will get them when other people don't, and I feel like we've really bonded over that, and I love that. Megan, I love that you stand up for what you believe in, but you don't do it in like a hateful way or like a, you have to believe this too, but you're like, this is what I believe and why I believe it and why I'm gonna stand by this. And I really like that you don't like make other people feel bad about it, but you aren't afraid to tell people what you think. And I love that and admire that. Sorry. And then Lauren, I like that you're my sister now. If you didn't know.
By the fact that we married the Beep Brothers.
No, but I do kind of feel like you've always been there for me. Like, you were there at my very first interview for teaching, and then you helped me, and you have just kind of, like, always been there and been, like, a positive role model and a positive, like, support system. So I don't know that those are, like, qualities, but more, like, your quality to like, me, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Hey, Lauren.
Okay.
Back to you.
She's okay.
She said, anyways, moving on. Thanks for all the compliments.
Next question.
No, let's see. I feel like Michelle is very fun. I feel like kind of the spontaneity. if we can just get up and do like anything. And Michelle's like, yeah, I'm on board. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like she's real fun at that. And some like kind of depends on what it is. Sometimes I'm there and sometimes I'm like, oh, I need more deets.
Yeah.
Megan is just like a really good person to have to just like live like everyday life with. Mm-hmm. And that can look like going to the grocery store or having spontaneous trips to the city.
Right.
Or, you know. Literally sitting on the couch watching the Women's College World Series and then like deciding that we're going to go to like one of the final games like 2 days before. We buy tickets and we do it because, you know, why not? We're teachers. We got the summer off.
And we have the money, apparently.
You know what? Not sponsored. If somebody would like to sponsor us to go to the College Women World Series, that's cool.
The long
one. Oof.
Good
hooks. Boomer!
And then, like, Paige, I feel like one of your really great qualities is that you can just, like, talk about anything with you. Like, we talk about all things, like, medical and school and personal and life. And, like, we can just talk on all levels and connect. And you are really funny, which helps get through all the, like, really rough, odd, terrible days.
Yeah. Aww.
So.
You guys want to hear something?
Yeah.
I would like the listeners to know I'm still holding the cat. I would like my friends to know that I am allergic to cats.
I don't know if I ever told y'all that.
So is Michelle.
The cat is giving you an option.
You and Michelle are both allergic to cats, and like you are the only two people she has chosen to like sit with.
She knows.
Oh my gosh, if you could get her to play, that'd be great, because she does not like to play or exercise in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, neither does her Aunt May. It's fine.
Well, you're basically her mother, since her mother abandoned her.
I did not abandon her. Yay. She just doesn't like me as much because I have a dog.
Who's taking care of her while y'all are in Arizona?
She's taking care of herself.
That is abandonment.
She has a feeder.
If we're going to talk abandonment, can we talk about, like, one time when a storm came in?
I swear.
Somebody left their dog outside when there was thunderstorms all night long.
It was an accident.
It was an accident. He came in.
And did he die?
Inside,
no.
But he learned his lesson.
He went back out the doggy door, and we didn't know that he went out the doggy door. We thought that he was inside, and
she's
he
like,
was
give
gone.
Me that. Excuse me, Shotzi. Right,
what's the next question?
Would you like to be a part of our podcast?
Is a very stereotypical one. If you could have any superpower, what would you pick?
I would want to be the Avatar.
The Avatar?
The Avatar of Last Airbender.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh my, stop the podcast. I'm walking away. I cannot. We're watching that because Michelle's going to leave. Oh, sorry.
But she's seen it.
I have seen it.
And then we're going to watch it. We're going to watch all three seasons.
Are you going to watch the animated or the live?
Watch party.
The live doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
It does
not
exist.
Not the movie. The series.
Oh, okay.
There's a series.
I've seen the Blue People Avatar.
No, shut up.
Wrong. That's the Avatar I thought we were talking
wrong
about.
No, Avatar The Last Airbender. It was, like, so great because it came out when we, not Michelle because she's young as heck, it came out when we were 12 and the main character was 12. Mm-hmm. And then when its sequel came out, Legend of Korra, she was 17, we were 17. Mm-hmm. So, like, we mashed in. Anyways, we're going to watch it and then we can talk about it.
It's really Harry Potter.
It's really good. It's
Do you remember my classroom?
Three seasons.
The gift that I had that was, like, to the library! And you're like, I don't know what that is. That's Avatar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, like, the Appa's on the back of my car, the sticker that's on the back of my car? That's from Avatar.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, a bison or a buffalo or something.
Mm-hmm. Cooper's trick where he goes, yip, and then he jumps in the air. That's from Avatar.
Yeah.
That's fun. That would be mind reading.
Ooh.
Oh, girl.
Just when you pick.
Oh, my God, this is
just
so
when I pick.
You want to be Edward.
Because... Here's my reasoning.
Yeah.
Because I already make up enough scenarios of what people are thinking and saying about me.
Yes.
And I would like to just know if it's true or not.
Yeah. I feel that.
Because I feel like I would learn that people actually like me a lot more than I think they do. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I like that.
Because we get in our own brain and we're like, oh, they probably think da-da-da-da. Or they're mad at me or they're whatever. Yes. And then really they're probably like, oh, they're thinking about his cat.
As my therapist says, that is your anxiety bully.
Yeah.
That's literally what my therapist says.
I would like to read minds. And then I also think it would be entertaining. You know?
Can you have the ability to turn it on or off?
I would want to be able to turn it off.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can turn it on and off. That's good.
I wouldn't want it to be like, what's that movie? Is it Bruce Almighty where he like gets to be God for a day or whatever?
You're thinking of Twilight.
No, I'm thinking about it's like he gets, I think it's Bruce Almighty, where like he gets to be God for a day.
Yeah.
And so like he hears everyone's prayers and it's like a constant thing and he's like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Have you read Iron Flame care, yet?
But.
No.
Is it in Fourth Wing?
Yes.
The Cygnus? Okay. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember if it was in Fourth Wing or Iron.
It's in Fourth Wing.
But he like literally goes, he's like yelling because he can like hear all the voices.
Yeah. And he's like, looking at people and like screaming and what they're thinking and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
If I could have any superpower, I would choose invisibility.
Solid question. Is this like the invisibility like with you have clothes on? Or you have to take off your clothes to be invisible?
Like, you know in The Incredibles when Violet goes invisible, like her super suit goes invisible with it, but her clothes don't.
I like that option. Or like, so that like I'm still clothed and when I choose to un-invisible, still.
I don't think that's the question. I don't think that your clothes disappear when you go invisible, but do your clothes also turn invisible?
Yes.
It's not a Jacob werewolf situation. Like, you would still have clothes on, but like, would they be invisible or would it be like a floating shirt?
I would hope that my clothes would also go invisible.
Okay.
So if your clothes go invisible, then you have even like the cooler one of like the things you hold could go invisible too. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. But you know, it's like the invisible woman, her clothes don't go invisible, only the suit that she got like the radiation in, for Fantastic Four.
No, I don't. But I just think invisibility would be really cool because like how many times I've said it a lot, like if I could be a fly on the wall. Mm-hmm. Or like I want to know like what their reaction would be when somebody tells them this news.
I'm like, what if wasn't in this room because there's too many people, and then I would go invisible because there's too many people around.
Well, that too. Like have like social anxiety, so like in large social situations, I could like be invisible, and I would probably feel way more comfortable.
Yeah.
Because people can like see
me. Oh, and then you can just you and you're like, sorry.
Knowing me, and then I probably just, like, would not be able to keep my voice
so
off.
No one can see you. And then all of a sudden you're on the table and you're invisible and you're like, woo!
See, I would probably have the time of my life if I were invisible because nobody could see me.
Yeah. Did you say yours?
What would you choose?
I have not. I think I would do teleportation.
That's a good one. Because you could teleport inside a bank's vault.
I was thinking about
teaching.
I don't have to like commute to work. I could just be like, boom, in my classroom. Forget something at home, boom, go get it. You know,
want
to
see my dog?
Away from the police? Boom, I'm in London.
Want to go to Europe? Boom, I'm there.
Okay, but what
save so much money?
The government would totally catch you though. They'd be like, what is this person? They're
and then I would just tell
the government would probably attack all of us though.
And then they would like keep you and make you be part of the CIA.
They couldn't keep me because I got all the Avatar powers.
But then I would know all the government secrets.
The subbending.
And then I can tell them to Lauren, and she's invisible, so they won't know that she's there, and then she can go and leak it.
Yeah. Mm. And then you don't even have to tell me if Megan's in the room. Megan can read your mind.
Yeah!
But go ahead and tell me, because I want to know, too.
And guys, FOMO. I'm also there.
That was a good one. Ooh, okay. If you could switch lives with anyone for a day, who would it be? I would say, like, anyone? Or do we want it to
be... Is this, like, living or dead?
That's what I'm trying to, like, clarify.
Just say anyone.
Okay, anyone in the whole world, past, present, future.
I like Kristen Stewart when she was filming Twilight.
Yes! Queen! That is such a good answer. I was like trying to like think and I'm like, I don't want to be Joe Biden.
I was kind of thinking him.
You know what?
Okay. I think it'd be cool to see like what it was like to be the president for a day.
Yes.
Like I don't want that responsibility.
And then you would come back with just gray hair. Have you seen all the
presidents?
I already
have gray hair.
Me too, it's okay.
Me too, but I'm a redhead, so it's a thing.
I mean, realistically, I could see myself...
Can I be Shrek for a day?
Sure.
You, girl.
No. That was a joke. Let me think.
I was thinking, like, some sort of celebrity. Because then I would, like, use their money and donate it.
Or donate it to yourself. I want to give it to this poor teacher in Oklahoma.
Well, I was just thinking, like, you know, there's, like, a lot of... like really great causes out there, a lot of things happening in our world that I think if I just did that and then I could go back to my body and not have to deal with the consequences of people being like, mad or upset because you did this or you did that, you know? Mm-hmm.
Just feel like being a celebrity is way too much pressure. In the fact of like, people. You got the paparazzi right. after you.
I would see, but that's why I would only have to do it for a day.
That's why I would do it for a day.
So I would low-key like to be like some sort of like famous soccer player, like Messi or Ronaldo or something, and like on a game day, and I have zero skills. Just like,
be like, she's the man.
Yeah. Just come out there for fun, and you're like, wee! And,
like, I'm just like, they're like, what is wrong with him?
He's just having an off day.
Like, I'm having so much
fun.
What
happened yesterday? I'll be like, I have no idea.
This is a hard one.
Yeah.
I feel
like a unicorn.
I would like to be. I can't tell you like a person specifically, but I do have a fascination with like the European royalty. I would like to be like an insider.
What are
like
you, to the royal team?
Court. I want to know the tea on like what the whole like family division is. Yeah. And I would like to rewind it because I would definitely want the queen to still be there because she's the real queen. Hashtag don't text me when the queen dies, Megan.
I was just trying to let you know so you could start your mourning process.
Yeah, I was at lunch duty.
And like also
lunch duty. And Megan texted me.
Kind of like
that the queen
destroyed the world and like took over. All kinds of
okay, but like I just want to know like the inside. I just want to like know
the tea,
like
though.
I want to know that, like, their the daily life.
That almost every country in the world celebrates independence from Britain. Like not all of them, but like yes. a lot of them.
But I just want to know like their inside like daily life. Like what does their daily life look like? Do it's they really like, have hey, jobs or do they just get to sit around and like eat like, and read the newspaper?
How accurate then, is Princess Diaries?
And or yes. like The Crown on Netflix, because I do like to binge watch me some Crown.
I've never seen it.
Can you understand their accents?
I can't understand their accents. I am sophisticated enough.
No.
But yeah, like I would want Princess or Queen Elizabeth to be there. But yeah, I would like to know like kind of how their daily life looks and what that entails, but also know the like royal gossip.
Yeah.
And like the inside tea.
She's the man.
Because I want to know what really went down with like Harry and Meghan Markle.
You know that like one Amanda Bynes movie
where she's like,
girl
the man.
Wants.
No. Yes. What a Girl Wants, where she like goes to England to find her dad, and her dad's like some hot governor guy. Daddy Swan.
What's his name?
Daddy Carlisle.
He's what's his name?
And Daddy whatever this guy is.
Hold on, I'll look it up. Daddy whatever this guy is.
Megan's or Paige's got a thing for dads. Y'all, she's single.
I don't know why, but I really didn't like that.
Colin Firth.
Yes, Daddy Colin Firth.
But it was also back in like the 90s, so he was a little bit younger.
Y'all. Just let us know if you know anybody. Paige's into all the dad figures.
Actually, if you wanted me to describe my type, it's got to be like long hair, tattoos, piercings.
Sounds like someone
along those lines.
The were-aware of.
Yeah.
The werewolf, yes.
No, we're aware of.
Also,
anyway.
Megan's single. Just throw that out there.
Would want to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's a good one.
Because
R.I.P. for real.
Yeah.
Is
for real. Do you not respect the queen?
No.
I just think she's a really cool person, and like even if you don't agree with like all of her politics and things, like she was kind of a baddie, you know, because she was like
slay.
Yeah. And she always did things, like, in a very respectful way, I felt like.
Yeah.
You know, at least in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she is a really good example of, like, a powerful woman.
Yeah.
Man, that was a good answer.
And I would
good
look
answer.
Really good.
I said Shrek at the beginning.
I would look real good in, like, a judge's robe.
With the little, like,
with the little,
lace,
you know, the
did you, like, sew something
lace collar.
Whoa.
Yeah. Pop off queen.
Pop off queen.
Or I would want to be Michelle Obama.
Mm, yeah. That's a good one.
Just don't make our lunches she healthy.
Yeah, can you like take that back? She fit though.
She is fit.
Because I think muscular. It would be really cool to have experienced like what it was like to be the first lady to the first African American president.
Yeah. Mm.
Like to see how that, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle.
If you could go back in time mm-hmm. and witness a historical event, mm-hmm. which one would you choose?
Ooh. I have one and it's terrible. I can't think of it wrong.
No, go with I your mean, first
there's
instinct.
Some like.
Like there's some.
This sounds really bad, but like there are some things in history that I'm like, I would have loved to have been there. Knowing what I know now.
Yeah.
But, like, I would not have wanted to, like, if it was something that happened today, it would make me so angry and I would be upset that it happened. Yeah. Like, I think of, like, the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think of that as, like, oh my gosh, these people were amazing. They stood up for what they believed in. But mm-hmm. would I have wanted to live through it? No.
Yeah.
You Mr. Know? President, take down the wall. You know, they took down the Berlin Wall would be a good one, probably.
Yeah.
But that was not my first instinct.
Or, like, if I could go back in time and be the person that, like, freed everyone from like the concentration camps.
Mm. Oh, like girls, that would have been that would be terrible.
I mean, it'd be terrible. Just like it would like, feel like it would be powerful, great.
But then,
know?
Like you know that like just the things you would see, and then the soldiers were trying to be like so nice and were giving them food and stuff, mm-hmm. and then they were dying because they were yeah. eating too much. Mm-hmm. And it's just oh terrible. See, I was that's like low key. My first thought was if I could go back in time, I would go back to like witness Hitler's suicide because I'm not sure he did it. I would like to witness that. That was my first thought. So.
I also think it would be really cool to, I don't know, I have a lot in my brain.
Yeah.
But.
Should I go back and witness the filming of the first Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox? Because he was hot.
Do we consider that a historical
movie? It's one of my top five favorite movies.
It is in the past, therefore it's history.
Okay.
It's an event that happened in history.
I don't even know what I would want to go back and see. Like, or could I go back and whatever actions I do could potentially change the future?
Oh my god, we're not doing the butterfly plot. We thought we would get way into that. Like,
or am I just watching it?
I feel like you have to... To watch.
Okay, so I can't interact.
I would think no interaction. They don't know
like,
you're there.
Okay, so like you're going back to experience it.
Yes.
Right.
So experience to me is that you're living in it.
Okay.
Okay. But you can't like change anything that happens, right?
I would say no, because I feel like if you change one little thing, then it changes like everything.
Yeah.
Because
I was thinking effects. Like I would be on that beach when Christopher Columbus rolled up and I'd be like, turn around!
I was thinking colonial America. Yeah, I feel like would have been cool to experience. Like
yeah.
once they got like settled in, just like to see how they lived.
Oh, yeah. And like what's like Roanoke? That would be cool. The one that like disappeared, no one knows what happened. That'd be cool to see. Like what happened?
I would go to the Titanic. I think that
would you want to be on the Titanic?
I'm only there for a day. I'm just experiencing it.
You know? Just make sure you pick like a right day. Like not the
not
day
the
of
day
the sinking.
It sank.
Yeah. Or I'll just die and we'll be fine.
I mean,
bye. Or you'll teleport back.
Yeah, see, I think it's like in a video game when you die, they just like respawns you.
Yeah, it'll teleport back to reality.
Yeah.
That's what she chose her superpower to be is teleportation.
But she didn't say anything about teleporting into reality. What would you choose, Lauren?
If I could go back and like live a historical event, mm-hmm. I really don't know. It's hard. I kind of like your answer though, of like being there like during colonial America,
standing up for your people.
I don't feel like I know enough like history. Like I feel so absurdly American. Right
this
now.
Is a great question to like, ask your husband, who yes. is a history geography teacher.
I would also
I would
like
love to
be
know
there
his
when France
answer.
Tried to invade Russia, or when Germany tried to invade Russia.
Russia just says no.
In the winter, they said yes.
Next question.
Which actor would you pick to play you in a sitcom about your life?
My
Melissa
life
McCarthy.
Is too boring.
That done.
That's 100% perfect. Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Because not only, like, I feel like I look a lot like her, mm-hmm. but, like, our personalities are also very similar. Yeah. Now, mm-hmm. the personalities she plays in movies, I've never met her in real life.
But, yeah.
You know.
Darn it.
And then, like, Lauren would have to also, like, you guys would have to be in my movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know who Lauren would be,
Who would you pick for me? Because I
don't know. What's her name? The blonde lady.
Lauren's not blonde.
There's lots of
Lauren is blonde. I am like okay, so nowadays where she has dark hair, Anne Hathaway could play Lauren. Okay. But what is her name?
Well, I've forgotten. You more context than blonde.
I think I'm knowing what you're talking about.
Like, what is she starring?
Blonde lady?
Yes!
What's her name?
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
For Bridesmaids.
Yeah. Do you have someone for
let's
Michelle?
Let's get ready to
pause. I would choose Tom Hiddleston.
I'm sorry. Who? They're playing you, Paige.
Loki is gonna play me.
Oh. Okay.
Loki's... You didn't say it had to be like something. Up. Tom Hiddleston
so, like,
is playing.
Would we get along with this
and
person?
And Benedict Cumberbatch is playing Michelle.
Oh.
If we're going based purely off of like aesthetics of me right now, Zooey Deschanel.
I was gonna say the same thing because you give major Jessica Day vibes.
I love, so
especially
girl.
At the beginning of our podcast when mm-hmm. it's like, "Hey!"
I'm still going with Tom Hiddleston. So
okay,
unless y'all can think of
no, I love that.
Because I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, I don't know who would play me. I'm glad Megan had answers for me. She had two answers for me. Had two people. Hey, hit us up.
Tom.
Come make a story, a movie about our lives.
I mean, I could see what's her name from The Resident and from Revenge.
Oh, the blonde
Emily Von Camp, I think is her name.
I haven't Emily seen Von Camp.
Just somebody a little.
And she's also, like, very serious. And I feel like you're a very, like, stoic kind of person sometimes.
Oh,
and look, she's
me,
blonde, Paige.
And yet you gave another one to Lauren.
She's blonde.
I have a good one.
You know who I think would be great to play Paige is... I'm terrible at names.
Robert Downey Jr.
Just your personalities, yes.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that plays the main character for House? That personality wise Paige,
and he's British.
He
I
is
British accent all the time.
He is,
I mean,
British.
Tom is also British.
Yeah,
it's British.
He's British.
Why can I not find Amy Schumer?
Oh,
that's who I was thinking of.
Okay, what meme do you reference on a daily basis?
Oh gosh, all of them.
I don't even know that I reference one on a daily basis.
Can I go,
or
like
which one do you reference, like, the most?
Can I go in a slightly different direction while people are talking?
I
remember the first Vine I ever saw.
What was the first Vine you ever saw?
And
do you know what Vines are, Michelle?
I do know what Vines are. Because
you are
I
younger than the rest of us.
And to this day, I still can sing it. And it's, like, so dumb.
It's a song.
Yeah, well, it's, like, you know,
give us a
seconds.
Showcase.
It was, like... Yo, my name is Nicholas, and this is ridiculous, but I got mad gummy money, and it is delicious.
Yes!
Literally, hold on. It's right here. I found it. Anyways, I'll play it for y'all later.
I know, I asked this question, and I don't have an answer for it.
Meme.
I don't know. I don't know that I really...
I mean, the gif that I use often is like Rachel and Phoebe from Friends jumping up and down clapping. I use that one probably the most out of any other gifts because I'm like, yay!
You just like throw her?
The cat.
No, I sat her off the table where we are recording. So she's just sitting beside me now.
I don't think she wants to.
She says, I go under the table and find somebody else to look at. But yeah, I like Friends. So I chose Friends.
I mean, I know the other day I was talking to my dad and he kept interrupting me and I just said, let me cook. And he was like, I mean, the kitchen's that way. And I was like, okay, Dad. He had no idea what I was talking about.
The video, no. I think it's like Tyler, the Creator, and he's like, oh my God, will you let me do what I need to do?
Yes. Oh, wait, I know which one I quote all the time.
Which one?
Every time I come to like a locked door, car door, or like an elevator or anything, I always do the, let me in!
Let me in! Next question.
Did you get an answer? What's something you're really proud of?
Oh my God, nothing. My life is a mess.
Something I'm really proud of.
Answer is setting me up with her brother-in-law so that I could be her sister-in-law.
Michelle's like, that wasn't my answer.
I'm giving Michelle her answer.
That is totally my answer. How did you know?
I have to find something in my life I'm proud of. Ugh. I guess I can be proud. I can, like, be real for, like, half a second. Because, you know, I usually cover everything with humor. I guess if I had to say something, like, honestly that I was proud of, it'd probably be, like, recently. Like, honestly, within, like, the past year or so. Mm-hmm. I haven't been great at it, but I have been, like, sticking up for myself more.
Woo!
Which, like, occasionally, sometimes still, I'm not letting everyone run over me all the time anymore.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm probably proud of.
That's so good.
I would say I am proud that, like, I have, like, a college degree.
Mm, yeah.
Mm. You got a master's degree. Oh, like, awkward. Especially, like, I'm a first-generation college graduate.
Me too. Yay. High five.
Yeah.
So, that makes, I mean, I think, and I feel like as I've grown up, I've worked really hard to, like, break generational cycles, and that's something I'm super proud of.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that. Great answer. Lauren.
What are you proud of?
I don't know.
You gotta do this one by yourself.
I know, it's hard.
Because I definitely have something I was gonna say, but I was like, no, let her cook.
Let her cook.
I don't know. Listen, I am not an go-out-of-my-way box kind of person. Like, I don't like to do things. I don't like to go into social situations, especially. Hashtag have social anxiety. But, like, yeah. When I was in college, I went to China by myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that kind of, like, helped me realize who I was as an individual and as a person and, like, what I want out of life. And it was really scary and really hard, but, like, I did it anyway. Yeah. And even the first flight over there, we got over, like, Canada, and then the plane turned around, and I was real confused because I'm still in college, and I'm like, but come to find out, one of the flight attendants had appendicitis, so we had to come back to the States.
Oh,
so then I had to figure out my first, like, canceled flight, and they put us up in a hotel and all the things. I had to figure it all out by myself. And states away from my family. But then I still got there. And I lived in China for 3 months. And taught and explored and got to see all sorts of things. And, like, I literally went where, like, I knew nobody. And that was really scary for me. But I did it anyway.
I like that.
Nice.
That's a good one. Michelle. My fitness concierge. Michelle. Girl, you have, like, all this time.
Listen.
Yeah, I thought we were going with her, so I wasn't thinking. I guess, like, I feel like I maybe didn't do as much work for this because other people, like, nominated me for it, but the fact that people nominated me for it, I think, was nice. But getting, like, the award for, like, the 20 under 2 in Oklahoma thing.
Woo!
But, like, other people saw me as an educator in the classroom mm-hmm. doing really great as, like, such a young teacher
mm-hmm.
when I definitely have, like, imposter syndrome and I'm like, what could I be doing differently? What mm-hmm. I'm terrible. And, like, I would definitely go home every week that year and cry just because, like, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I think that was really nice to, like, get an award and kind of be recognized for that.
I love that. That's good.
Thank you.
I like it.
Winner, winner.
All right, Paige, though, but seriously, I want to know what one you were going to give me.
Oh, I was just thinking.
Because I gave, like, Michelle a hypothetical one, so, like, you can give me one.
I was just thinking something to be proud of is just, like, So the like group of kids that you work with, like the way that you advocate for them and you make sure that they're not overlooked or that they're not like taken advantage because they may not necessarily know their educational rights or their families may not know their educational rights. And even though like you have ruffled some feathers, like you're still going to stick up for your kids every single time. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think that's definitely something you can be proud of.
I agree.
Yeah. Retweet.
But is it still
re-thread?
Is it still a retweet?
I don't know. I haven't been on it.
I said re-thread because
I know like thread is like a new like.
I don't know. Let's look. If I go try to retweet something on Twitter, what does it say?
I think we sound really old right now.
It's not Twitter anymore, Megan. It's X.
Okay. Right. On that one social media app that used to be a bird.
Don't give me the bird.
I do have a good final question.
Oh, it's repost.
Oh, that's lame. I'm still going to say retweet.
I'm
going
to say retweet.
Okay, final question.
Final question.
It's the final question.
What do you love most about our friend group?
She's grimacing like you asked her to like crawl across
the wall. That's not very sensitive.
Lauren,
look
would you rather
your cat did to me as we've been sitting here.
I'm so sorry.
Lauren, would you rather answer this question or crawl across Lego bricks?
I mean, no, I don't like. I feel like the best thing is that we could all just like be ourselves and like silly and stupid and. Somewhat judge each other, but love each other. Because I say a lot of stupid stuff.
I know, for sure.
And we can, like, laugh about it together. Even though sometimes y'all are laughing at me, it's fine. But, yeah.
See, that's we're what just, I was like, going to say, too. Was, like, we can just be very real with each other and know that this is a safe space. And that, like, even though sometimes I might, like... be a little mean and not like mean but I think like it's a time where I can just kind of be sassy or whatever but I know that like y'all are still my friends and please don't ever take me seriously because I'm just like trying to be funny.
We all have anxiety.
Yeah, we all have anxiety but also just being able to like talk about that too and saying like yeah I have anxiety I have depression and you're like girl
trauma dump it fuzzies.
Yeah, like I just think it's nice to have a safe group.
Yes, I would say mine is, like, I'm very, like, I'm a very schedule-oriented person, and I, like, I really like to have plans, like, I'm gonna hang out with this person, like, 5 days from now, or this person, and, like, usually if someone, like, invites me over, like, last minute or same day, I'm like, no, you go, like, I just can't do that, I can't wrap my head around it, but that's never really happened here, like, I know y'all just, like, invited me over, like, a couple hours ago, and you're like, hey, we're gonna go to my house if you wanna come over, and I didn't even, like, think about saying no, I was like, yeah, that sounds fun, and I don't really... do that with like anyone. So
I was
I like
backing
that.
Out of my car and making motions, and she was like, "I'm gonna call you." She calls me, and I'm like, "Hello," and she was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I was like, "Well, it's gonna take me 5 years to back out of this freaking parking spot because every single time I try to back out, another car would come." And I was like, "Let me go." Anyway, and then she was like, "You want to come over?" And I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, exactly."
No. I'd say that's my thing too. Is I feel like having. Like friendships that like we could just sit on the couch like we don't even have to like talk or go do anything it's right. just being together you know
watch Harry Potter
but I also love that like I can send a text that's like hey I'm really upset about this and then everyone else is like yeah me too I'm like but then it's like after we get the anger out it's also okay but what are we gonna do about it or like how do you feel about it? You know not just it's not just where you know you have some people that are just like they take your side and then just want to gossip and whine with you.
Right.
Whereas I feel like with us, it's, you'll let me vent, but you're also going to call me out and be like, okay, but what are we going to do about it? You know, to make it better.
Or like even today when you sent that message about an update to the team and I was like, okay, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Like, cause I couldn't tell from your text and I was like, what? Let's suggest this, you know?
Yeah. Let's work through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also just have a final question. Just this
no,
is just for Megan.
No, you already said final question.
Oh, just for Megan.
Oh, well done.
So
well,
you can't watch Bridgerton because of the accents, but you have watched all of the Harry Potters.
And I struggled through it.
Okay.
It's not as much as like, okay, I just feel like shows where they have British accents are quieter.
Okay.
So I have a harder time, like, hearing them.
Turn the volume up.
Well, but, like, but here's the thing. Like, Downton Abbey, like, I watched with you and your mom. Well, your mom can't do subtitles. And then your dad gets cranky if the volume's above a certain amount. So I couldn't tell you half of what happened in Downton Abbey. Whereas, like, here, like, yeah, I'll just turn the volume up, yeah. You know?
But as the token hard of hearing person in the group, I call BS. No, I'm just kidding.
But I do enjoy subtitles because
I love me some subtitles.
As long as they actually match what's going on. Oof. There was a movie mom and I turned on the other day that they did not match.
Oh.
And it about I had to turn them off.
How do they not match?
I don't know.
Sometimes they're like too far ahead, or sometimes they can be too far behind. And yeah, it bugs me. Especially since, like, with my right ear, I only get like 85% like clarity. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning into our podcast.
Maybe if we get followers, subscribe, they can like tell us things that they want us to talk about, and you could follow us on these platforms that we haven't created yet.
Stay tuned.
We'll get on that.
Probably like Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings.
Peace.